Thank you very much. It is my pleasure to actually present this presentation. It's a program that I'm very heavily involved with. And while this is uploading, I would like to take the opportunity to thank my colleagues in both Namibia and Mozambique, as well as at Project Hope headquarters that work on this project with me. So what I'm going to be talking about today is the integrated model that Project Hope uses in our OVC, or Orphans and Vulnerable Children project, in both Mozambique and Namibia, and then also share some of the results that we have from the program. I also have no relationships to disclose. A little bit about OVC in Africa. Nearly 12 million children in sub-Saharan Africa are actually orphans due to HIV/AIDS, either being affected or infected with the disease. And there is an international effort to keep children in their own communities and within their extended family members, not to put them in orphanages. Some of the needs around OVC. A lot of the families struggling with poverty and unemployment are also trying to support additional children. So this becomes an additional need that they have. Like the slide says, the needs of OVC are very tremendous. Many are coping with loss of a parent or grandparent, and they're also helping to care for these sick family members. And actually, some of the OVC themselves are sick with either illnesses or HIV, in fact. And many of these children also face stigma and discrimination within the communities and also within their families. Within the field of OVC, there are seven domains that are established and are standardized now. The seven are on the slide: the health, nutrition, shelter and care, education, protection, and psychosocial support. A recent one was economic strengthening that has been added. These seven are agreed upon and have been created as standards within the international community. Now, the rationale for caring for OVC actually as an economic issue. The majority of OVC care is through informal fostering, so it's through relative or non-relative families. Poverty is a significant barrier to achieving even the most basic needs of the OVC. Expanded household size increases the basic needs, as we all know, requiring even more financial resources. And we're already in an impoverished area. HIV contributes a lot to the situation, reducing economic productivity, and also a lot of the assets that the family does have are liquidated for treatment, for transportation, for care. So the vulnerability of children is truly linked to the economic resources available, and this has been provided through a lot of different research that's going on right now. Project Hope has been implementing programs in Malawi and Mozambique for a number of years, Mozambique for 10, and Malawi for about 15. And what we were finding, even though they were not orphans and vulnerable children projects, we were finding that our caregivers were actually caring for a large percentage of orphans. So 68% of our program participants had orphans in their care in Malawi, and then the same 51% in Mozambique. This actually stimulated us to develop a program for funding to specifically target orphans and vulnerable children. It is a USAID-funded project. It started in April of 2005 and it ends in 2010. The aim is actually to improve the economic status, as we were just talking about. It is truly an economic impact to the family. So we're trying to improve the economic status as well as the quality of life of 45,000 OVC and strengthen the capacity of families to provide care and support to roughly 75,000 OVC. This is the program area in Mozambique. We have two provinces that we look at, Gaza and the Zambezia provinces, and then we have roughly three regions in Namibia. We're expanding to a fourth one just this year. the integrated model that we use at Project Hope, not only in this project but in several of our other programs, is one where we focus not only on economic strengthening, but we also couple it with health education. The OVC project focuses on the caregivers, unlike a lot of organizations that do direct orphan care. We focus on the caregivers. We give, we have an intervention for economic strengthening, whether it's a village savings loan or a microcredit loan. And then we also have health education or parenting skills. We supplement that with community outreach through volunteers. The economic strengthening portion, our current program, the families care for an average of 3.5 OVC. We provide microcredit loans to the caregivers. These are primarily women to start or expand the current business that they have. This enables the caregivers the means to implement lessons learned in health education and parenting skills. They have greater financial resources, and then also an expanded self-sufficiency. One of the things that we found in the program is if you just provide health education, the caregivers would come back to us and say, this is a great information you provide us, but we don't have the money to actually implement the knowledge that we've gained. So this is why we've coupled it with the economic strengthening activities. Our approach to the economic strengthening, it's different in both Mozambique and Namibia. There is a self-selection of participants and it's specifically for peer pressure as performance. None of the group members want the other group members to fail, so it's something that is integrated throughout the entire program. There is a formal management structure that reinforces the roles and responsibilities. The whole program is self-managed to really help these women gain capacity to overcome their problems themselves. There is an emphasis not only through the curriculum but also through the project on solidarity to help keep each other healthy as well as help everyone in the program. And also a safe environment to explore issues not only through the health education but also just life experiences that they're experiencing with the OVC. This is one area of economic strengthening that we do is microloans as well as the savings for income generation. I won't go into the slide very much, but the loans actually start small and grow through repayment over a period of time. So if you repay 100%, then you can actually increase your amount of loans that you've been given over the period. They are invested in productive activities, and we do have a business skills development officer that works with each of the caregivers to actually facilitate the business skills and the actual business that they've started. And there's a collective guarantee. All are responsible if one doesn't pay. This is, again, the solidarity aspect that's reinforced. And you can see from the chart, as the loan amount increases, you also see the personal savings that they're all actually able to keep and invest back into the family. The coupling of the economic strengthening is with the education. We do a direct curriculum that specifically targets on responsible parenting, preventative health, family nutrition, child development, HIV/AIDS, psychosocial needs, protecting children as well as child rights, and then also we emphasize linking and accessing them to services that Project Hope doesn't provide. The curriculum both in Mozambique and Namibia is slightly different. There is a focus in Namibia on the psychosocial support and the health. And in Mozambique, it's actually across all six domains. We do follow-up support with the caregivers and OVC at the home. This is through family resource persons, or FRPs. They are volunteers. We train them, and then they actually go and conduct weekly home visits to the caregivers. They assess the status and conditions of the household, and they also develop a transition planning or a household improvement plan if needed, and provide appropriate training and additional reinforcement of the curriculum. These volunteers are the key element for the referrals and the accessing services that we do not provide. One project in Mozambique actually that came out of the volunteers working was a community gardens program. Caregivers were actually involved in working with the gardens, and the food provided to the OVC, the food that was actually grown was provided directly to the OVC and the communities, as well as selling it to the community at large. The profits were very successful program. The profits were actually used to buy school materials and clothes for the OVC. One of the ways that we measure program success through this project is with two tools. One has been existing since the beginning of the project in 2004. This is called the member profile. It is essentially how we register you into the program. It's a very descriptive survey about your economic status, about your social status, age, gender, things like that. We also capture child-level impact data. We collected it baseline and then 1 year in the follow-up. We actually have a new tool right now, which I will show you a few slides on. It is called the Parenting Map, and it is a low literacy tool. It was designed in collaboration with the field as well as headquarters to assess the child-level impact, but also to be used at the child, at the household level. A lot of the tools that we use, we go and we take information from the home and from the caregivers, but we don't ever give back to the communities. And this is something that stays with the community. It stays in the household. Some of the results from just the child-level impact that I'd like to show from the program, you can see an increase across all of these economic status indicators, from permanent wall materials to owning specific household assets to being able to seek care when needed. They've all increased, and the baseline was done in February, March of 2007, and the recollection was around March and April of 2008. So as you can see across the board, being able to really have a great impact on the economic indicators. That was for Namibia, and this is also for Mozambique, and you can see similar results across the spectrum there of being able to increase from baseline over to a year period. Some of the health impacts at the child level for Namibia, I wanted to emphasize some of these. The hospital the last three times needed, you can see a dramatic increase, as well as the fully immunized. In Namibia, it's not such a problem. And to skip through some of these to get to some of the end of the slides, you can see an increase across all of these. This is the education domain and the protection domain, which includes regular visits from adults or birth registration, as well as HIV prevention training, all increasing. Shelter and care, we looked at if you had two separate pairs of clothes or shoes, also sleeping in the same bed, increases as well. Now this is just a quick snapshot of the parenting map, as I mentioned. This is a household tool. The volunteers, a lot of our volunteers are low literacy, so we use a lot of pictures and we use the smiley face method. So you ask the caregiver, did you take this child to the health facility the last three times needed? If they say yes, then you circle the smiley face. If they say no, it's the frowny face. And the middle face actually means I don't know or I'm not sure. So we're actually implementing this across all of our program participants right now, starting a pilot test in July of 2008. And just one little slide about the six domains. You can see across the six, health, nutrition, shelter, education, protection, and psychosocial support, where our results are lying. The green being a smiley face, where the child, the actual specific child, rated doing well. And this is, if you put it on the actual parenting map, what it shows up as. So this when you present it back to the caregiver or back to the community, you can say where the child really needs improvement or where the household needs improvement. So conclusions and lessons learned. Our interventions need to accommodate a social and not only a financial relationship. This is something that we've really learned out of everything. Integrated OVC-focused training is really critical to fostering the changes in care and support. And we have to address the needs of the OVC with innovative and also sustainable approaches, which is what we're trying to do with the parenting map and being able to give back to the community. And this is just a success story that I wanted to put on there. This is actually the treasurer of One Village Health Bank, and she has 7 different orphans and 5 of her own. And she, the last quote, "I'm happy because I can now feed my children and buy them clothes. I see that my life is improving, and I thank Project Hope for that." This is truly an integrated model that has been very successful in both of these countries. Thank you very much.